One, two, three, four. This, my dear friends, is the chofta. Do you want some more? Chofta, the weekly podcast with Haji Mike. Culture, music, politics, football, life. Choftians, 50 years of struggle, 50 years of pain, 50 years of silence, and things staying the same. I was 14 in 1974, and I was meant to come to Cyprus on the 16th of July. Of course, that never happened, because on the 14th of July, there was a military coup which led to an invasion on the 20th of July. I'd never forgive the people of the military coup under no circumstances, because they invited the invasion. And I don't care how much time passes. That's the way I think. I also remember that my parents used to tell me as a kid, when I grow up, there will be no military conscription in Cyprus. People also said the same thing to my son when he was growing up. Well, now my hair is old and grey, and we still have conscription, the green line, occupation, separation, no solution, and all the other things that go along with it. It does feel like we've had the same rotten tooth for the last 5 decades and did absolutely nothing about it. So the pain we learned to endure became normalized. And in our minds, the physical separation of the green line, us and them, permeated into every aspect of life for most people, to the extent that we talk about Cyprus as two entities. The problem with this, of course, as Nesha Yashin wrote in her poem as a teenager in the 70s, is which part do we love? So when the sirens wail this year, as they've done every year on the 14th of 20th of July, it will be 5 decades of noisy commemorations. Those sirens really get on my nerves. Expect the big nationalist concert for the commemoration of Cyprus. And also expect the big nationalist gathering celebrating the alleged liberation of Cyprus. There are very few places on earth with such a divided and polarized conception of their history. And there are very few places on earth, Gaza excluded at the moment, that are so militarized. At the big nationalist concert for the commemoration of what happened in 74, we will hear the same boring, glamouriga-type songs, crying about returning home, sung so blandly by people like Dalaras and artists of his ilk. They always get paid for these things, of course. And this will probably be televised live and beamed around the world to various communities from Cyprus, who for the last 5 decades have lived a very different kind of reality. Even there, however, the export of the Green Line mentality pollutes the way people think, when in fact they have lived, worked, and existed harmoniously together in a diverse range of societies. The problem with these 50 years is eventually, when one generation after another passes, and say in 100 years, we'll still be wailing the sirens, singing the depressing songs, bleating our hearts out, as if nothing happened in between for a whole century. So instead of letting the past block the future, we should have tried from day one to have thought about that future. And now 50 years on, tell me to tolerate the lies anymore. the partial renditions of history, the glorified concepts of heroes, struggles, freedom and liberation. So don't herd me into being anything beyond a human being who is more concerned about what air we will be breathing and how hot this rock in the Mediterranean will be in 50 years' time. I won't be around, of course, but the thought that Cyprus will be just as it is, if not even more bitterly divided by then, certainly troubles me. This is not because I want to ignore the past. I'd rather we talked about it openly through dialogue and understand that we all failed. But I also want the sheep in the pen to finally realise for all these decades and more that have been misled and fed gudohorton, false grass. It's hard to accept and look beyond what we're told and what we're told to believe, because the ignorance of division, herding people and identity politics confuses and frustrates things in such a normalised and naturalised manner. We have such a unique chance to think about the future and prove everyone wrong. But it's the same things on a different day, generation after generation. And some politicians, of course, claim that this is progress. The thing with politicians in these last 50 years is simple, and this applies to all of them. There are those who, through their stubbornness, merely conserve the status quo. This gives them the political capital. After all, let's face it, without the Cyprus problem, most of them would be unemployed. It gives them that capital to get people to vote for them time after time on false hopes and lies. There are some, albeit a very small minority, who stood up to the call of history and had a vision for this place. But usually those people, you don't really hear their voices in the same way that you hear the voices of division. Without a vision, the sirens will always wail, year in, year out. And for as long as I breathe, the song that you're about to hear will be adapted. The title is 50 years. And every year that passes, I will add the numbers 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. And we'll carry on. As long as we breathe, of course. And you'll always find me on the side of the future with my guitar, chanting down the injustices of division, occupation, misrepresentation, and war. I'm always on the side of peace, love, and unity. 50 years of struggle. 50 years of pain, round and round those conference tables, things just stay the same. What is it you don't understand? They betrayed, divided the land. Just wanted to let you know, no more politicians with false hopes and promises, overpaid peacemakers allegedly telling it like it is. What is it you don't understand? They betrayed, divided the land. Don't say I told you so. Just wanted to
Now your heroes wear black shirts, spewing hate day and night. For what it's really worth, they will run when it's time to fight. What is it you don't understand? They betrayed, divided the land. Don't say I told you so. Just wanted to let you know. Just wanted to let you know.